This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. and Iranian officials are scheduled to begin indirect talks in Vienna on Tuesday as they work out a set of agreements for both sides to return, a set of arrangements, rather, for both sides to return to the International Nuclear Agreement. European officials are expected to act as intermediaries to try to revive the 2015 pact, under which economic sanctions on Iran were eased in return for curbs on Iran's nuclear program. The deal is meant to make it harder for Iran to develop a nuclear weapon, although Tehran denies it has any such ambition. Iran has ruled out face-to-face bilateral discussions. The agreement, formally named the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, was struck by Iran and six major powers: Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump, withdrew from the deal in 2018 and reimposed U.S. sanctions. In return, Iran began violating some of the pact's nuclear restrictions. While the two sides had appeared at odds over who should take the first step to resume compliance, a U.S. official told Reuters recently that Washington would be pragmatic and not let the matter of who goes first become an obstacle. U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced Monday that border agents in recent months arrested two Yemeni men on a terror watch list in separate incidents as they crossed the border from Mexico into the United States illegally. The men arrested in January and March near a port of entry in California were on a U.S. government watch list for terrorism suspects and a no-fly list. A CBP spokesman said in a written statement, it's very uncommon for border agents to encounter people suspected of terrorism at U.S. borders. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.